Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Many amazing things happen in the haram of Hazrat Ma'suma that show how special she was in the eyes of Allah. Shall I describe to you one of them? When scholars of the highest ranks of knowledge and piety, the likes of Imam al-Khomeini, Ayatollah Burujardi, Ayatollah Tabrizi, and Ayatollah Behjet, for instance, when they enter the haram of Hazrat Ma'suma, the humility they express at the feet of the grave of this lady that was martyred at a very young age, even before she became 30, is something spectacular. Talking of ulama, this week we also remember Allama Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai, an ocean of knowledge and a mountain of tawheed and piety. This great man, that perhaps the history of mankind has seen very few like him, after spending a lifetime of ijtihad, perfecting his akhlaq, and reaching the heights of true ma'rifah, he would enter the haram of Hazrat Ma'suma with humility, kiss the door at the entrance, act like he was a tiny small student in the face of this noble lady. This person and all the scholars have understood something about her station that we perhaps have missed out on. Shahid Mutahhari was once asked, "Why do you give so much respect to Allama Tabatabai?" It's known that the great Shahid Mutahhari would address and talk about Allama with amazing esteem and respect. He replied in summary saying that, "I've seen many philosophers in my life, but the reason for my respect of Allama is due to his love and attachment to the Ahlul Bayt." Allama, he says, in the month of Ramadan would walk to the haram and break his fast by kissing the dharih of Lady Ma'suma, then return home to have dinner. A personality like Allama, who is a faqih in his complete sense, a true scholar who has uncovered the depths of Islamic sciences in all their dimensions, gives so much respect to this lady, just shows that this haram in Qom is not to be taken for granted.